Today, we're talking leaks and leaks in Dragon Ball, leaks in all the things, leaks in general, and a surprise. Let's dive in.
Nano!
We are back.
Dude, and I'm feeling a rift in the timeline continuum, though. I will be honest.
This episode is going to be very interesting. I hope you guys are tapped in for some key moments today. Donald, I got a question for you out of the gates.
Okay, you just go. Just go.
What are your thoughts on games coming out in 2025 without crossplay?
Hey, bro. To be honest, that's I don't know where you got this from, if there's a game that you wanted to talk about specifically, but that is basically
unacceptable.
I mean, it feels pretty bad, which, dude, honestly, I don't think we give it enough credit for how amazing that is. I remember back in the day, that felt like talking about world peace, man, sitting down with the PlayStation homies and be like, hey, bro, maybe one day we'll all be connected. And now, honestly, that's most games, Marvel Rivals, shit like that. Even like PC too. Like, I never imagined PC would be involved in the equation.
It's crazy. Honestly, though, you know the game that we have to thank for it?
No.
Fortnite.
Yeah, and actually, yes. Fortnite kind of did the dude, shout out to Fortnite and capitalism, bro. They're really capitalism people into the arms race.
You can fact check me on that, but I really do. Like, the last person that really, well, I think Nintendo was also pretty like, we don't want to be a part of this. But the last, like, person for the big three, right, PC, PS5, and Xbox, was PlayStation. And they basically got strong-armed by Fortnite into basically having to make sure that they did crossplay. And now it surely should be a standard. But the game that I was going to say that doesn't have crossplay, that is crazy it doesn't, is the brand new anime game that came out today as of filming this, which is Bleach.
Come on, brother. You got a negative topic for Bleach, huh? You didn't have these topics for Sparking Zero, Nano. Sparking Zero doesn't have crossplay either.
I'm pretty sure as I asked you that question, I felt a smidge of deja vu because we definitely talked about that here as well for Sparking too.
Yeah, anime games are kind of leading the pack and being out of date.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But Bleach doesn't have ranked either. We talked about that in this week's bonus. Oh,
wait, how can they see that, Dotto?
I'm picking it over there. Well, they'd have to become a key member. You could do that either on YouTube or Patreon, but hey, it's not up to me to be the judge of that. You know, they can do it however they want, if they even want to.
The other, Dotto, that's not the only bonus they'd be getting this week, because today we're also talking about Dragon Ball Z, man, because we're back to the rewatch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're back to the Z rewatch. So I know a lot of people have been wondering where that is, and the answer is it's been in the past. We're jumping back in time here.
We will be jumping back in time. We will be going back to in part. Dotto's going to travel back out in his DeLorean, and he's going to, come on down to the Santa Monica studio, and we're going to be watching some episodes of Dragon Ball Z and then discussing them, as well as various other topics, because that's kind of how we do it. Dotto, we may or not have hung out like 8 months ago and talked about that.
I'm only just now thinking about this, but next time we do an in-person recording, we definitely have to record, like, not a podcast, but we definitely have to record a few, like, one-minute bits where we pretend something's gone awry. That way we can slot them in to past episodes to make it seem like we actually jumped back in time.
Ooh, wait,
if we were just sitting there like, whoa, did you just feel that? That was weird, dude. Like, I feel like we're not supposed to be here right now.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm getting a football helmet and pads.
I was literally about to bring up. I don't know why this is your one. This is your one dream bit, bro. Like, you love this bit in particular,
dude. Because that's, dude. I've been getting a lot of Family Guy clips into my like feed, and I'm like, that is the most Family Guy coded shit, dog. Like, we will not address it. One of us will get tackled, and then it will just get like Toasty will do a camera cut, and we'll just be sitting back up as if never happened, and it's gonna be fucking golden, dude.
Oh my god, dude, that's the one bit Nano's never been able to let go. He loved that idea so much that I know one day it's gonna be a reality. I just don't know. I don't know how we're gonna make that shit happen.
I would love some nanotech, like actual not my dead tech channel, but like actual nanotechnology, like Iron Man, where like you could never even see it coming, and we're just in the middle of the conversation and I get you to look away. Like, I'm like, dude, wait, have you seen my Spider-Man poster over there? You look away and then you turn back and I'm in full gear because I just pressed a button on my watch and I got like, I'm in a full on like, yeah, like setup, and I just boom.
That's definitely what we need nanotech for. Fucking Family Guy esque bits.
And hell
not,
yeah, dude. That's what
medical research or anything like that. Like, hell nah, dude. We need it. We need it for the instantaneous Family Guy physical comedy slapstick bits. And I agree. I honestly agree.
I was going to say, the simple fact of the root of why I want to do this, it being Family Guy, I think that makes you fuck with it. Like undeniably, right? Like
I am a fan of Family Guy. I've never once denied that. And if we were doing Family Guy rewatch, I think I'd have a lot bigger smile on my face, if I'm being real.
Oh man, I won't lie. I'll say this before we let you guys hang out with old Past Nano and Dotto here, unless Dotto has something else to add. But I've been craving some Dragon Ball Z, Dotto. I think it's the diamond. Well,
don't say that. That's really gonna separate the past and the present, bro. Like you're about to jump back to guys that were probably on their 25th episode of Dragon Ball Z in like one day. So I don't think they're gonna be as excited as you sound now. You're like, I've been craving it. I bet we switch over and you're probably gonna be like eating oats, fucking like, oh god, this fucking episode was so, I can't wait for Daima. This shit is so ass.
Nah, dude, we left off in some good stuff because we these today are specifically Vegeta versus Zarbon. I don't know, that left like,
oh, I like that one.
Yeah, that left a really good like impact on me, I think, because I've brought that up in multiple videos since then too. Like I actually enjoyed those fights substantially. We're like in some good shit right now with Dragon Ball Z. Like I'm excited to get back to it. But anyways, like Dotto said, you can check out a bonus podcast by becoming key members. Click the join button down there. Go to patreon.com/key moments to save a couple bucks over there. And Dotto, anything else you want to say? You want to let them hang out with passing on Dotto here?
No, I'm just going to turn back my watch.
I do miss the in-person. The in-person podcasts are way more fun to me.
Like, I'm more professional.
Like, there's no Discord delay. Like, you know, like, I don't know, man. There's something about the in-person that is just, like, nothing wrong. The power of the internet is fantastic. I love that we can do this like this, but, like, man, dude, being in person with the actual Santa Monica studio, you can barely beat that, man.
I agree. So honestly, let's just go back to it, bro. Like, let's just see it right now.
Hell yeah, Dotto. Dude, hop on the plane, man.
No, I meant like right now, like back in time.
Yeah, dude, hop on the plane.
Oh, right. Here I come. Sorry, Nino. I just can't get the taste that we're going to really disagree in this podcast out of my mouth.
Could you kind of, was that in the air?
Yeah, I just, because, you know, we said we were going to save it for the podcast, but let's be honest, we really got into it on this bonus episode. Usually,
what's a bonus episode?
It's something that if they subscribe or join and support Key Moments in some way, they can become this thing we like to call a key member.
Whereas, they can do that by hitting the join button on YouTube, but if they're not on YouTube or they want to save a couple bucks,
like
patreon.com/key moments.
Something like that. But anyway, it's just, you know, we got into it because you brought up, you had seen
some leaks.
Yes. And in the interest of holding off and not spoiling you guys too early, we're coming at you when this news is probably cold to some of you by now. But yeah, to us, it's recent. To us, it's fresh. And to us, it gives us a chance to discuss leaks because
I'm boiling right now, bro.
All right. I mean, dude, it's going to be okay. It's just a disagreement, bro. It's just a disagreement. But anyway, no. So you are your team. No leaks. I want the official.
I prefer no leaks.
You love corporate bootlicking, basically. You say I only want no. I mean, let me not put your argument in a bad way here, but you basically
have you not seen my Sony, my PlayStation, my Microsoft, my Xbox, my Nintendo tattoo on my back?
Exactly.
I have all those logos on my back.
I'm just saying,
I am here.
And yes, to put the opinion mildly, you just say, like, I don't like leaks because personally, if my papa, you know, Sony, or if my forefathers, Nintendo, don't say that I should see it, I just don't think I should see
That's
it.
That's not it at all.
Or if, That's like, not it you, at all. You say it like, if Shueisha says I shouldn't see it, then I know Shueisha's got my best interest in heart and I shouldn't see
no,
it.
No. Here's the thing. Two things.
Okay,
two
go approaches. Ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
First off, listen, like, we are not massive big corpo trying to put on big event, but we know that it even right now producing this podcast, we know what it takes, that it does take a lot to put on a production for
sure,
things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so when you look at the Xbox Showcase, probably, which, you know, this was Xbox Showcase 2024, forever ago at this point, but still, that's one of those things that was an incredibly special showcase. Mm-hmm. But if 2 days before the showcase, we had the entire leak of the full-on rundown of the show, then super lame. But we got to go into that show having no idea Gears of War was going to close the show out, having no idea all the things we were going to see in that show. That was so much better than having the entire thing from start to finish being known before you even go in.
I guess to me,
that's what I mean by leaks.
I hear you. And what I will give is that I fully understand the point of being anti-leak and not getting it. If you are somebody or know somebody that is close to the production team of the event, because then it's like,
they put a lot of time, effort, hard work, and they're trying to build up.
They're trying to surprise somebody.
Yeah, the whole point of those shows is the surprise, right? The fun, cool things, and getting to see the reaction.
Yes,
but if everyone knows, like, going in, then you did all this effort to this build up, yes, to E-Day, Gears of War, and they're like, shit, we did all this, and now everyone knows that the show's just closing out.
But in my opinion, the reason I'm... So I get it if you're close, basically, is like, you know, if it's something you've been working on, you're like, oh, I wonder how people are going to react to this. But me personally,
and Dotto's argument in the bonus was that, like, he apparently was someone that broke, like, a quote unquote leak.
Well, not really. I mean, like, kind of.
But you covered
it
really early.
Yes, really, really early.
But I just want to just real quick, if you're gonna find out, which granted, I guess we did an E-Day reaction here since he's been here because he never got around to watching the trailer.
Didn't see it, no.
But if you were going to find out, like, would you? Because a lot of leaks happen very close proximity to when the thing's going to actually be revealed.
Sure.
I would much rather find out about said thing through the cool big production and, like, it's crazy awesome and, like, a pure raw just getting to find out then than find out 48 hours earlier through some fucking text leak on Twitter. That's my thought process. Like, my argument to Dotto, and this was his rebuttal back, was I was like, but what if we got getting a new Fighter's Pass? And it's Beast Go, like, what if Dotto goes to convention and, like, Beast Go on is revealed?
But the thing is, this is how I know it's just a genuine difference of opinion, because I would be excited. You said, what if it was a Fighter's Pass? And I would be like, if it was going to come out 2 years
from
now.
Your reaction at an Evo with a new Fighter's Pass, it would be way more popped off if you had no idea it was even going
to
be
2 years from now, Nano, if there's going to be a new Fighter's Pass, I want to know the details today. 2 weeks from now, I want to know the details today. That never changes.
Your pop off would be so much bigger if you didn't know, though.
If it was, I'll agree with your point. If it was an announcement for the Fighter's Pass, but it would be like marginally different, dude. If they said there's going to be a new Fighter's Pass and the first character is going to be Zarbon, and I'm like, oh shit, they're making a new Fighter's Pass, I would make a video immediately. I'd put Zarbon in the thumbnail. I'd say new Fighter's Pass coming immediately. No guilt in my heart. No hurt on my conscience. I'm sleeping like a goddamn bitch. In fact, I'm sleeping better because I'm excited. And then when they show it, I'm going to be excited again, because the way I see it is when you learn something and when you see something, they're two different reactions. I mean, yes, you can learn and see something for the first time, like Gears of War. Had I known there was going to be a new Gears of War and I saw that text leak, I would have been like, oh, that's pretty sick. And then when I saw it, I would have been like, oh, it looks pretty sick. To me, it's just the same reaction, just two times, basically. But that's not even factoring in the whole, like leaks on the internet. It's not like a 100% guaranteed thing. There are tons of fake ones. So yeah, there's always going to be that trepidation. There's always going to be air on the side of, like, until it's officially announced, it's not confirmed.
I'm more referring to, like, the ones that are real.
Yes. And even
are real.
Yes. And even with that, like that super, that Daima one we saw, which we'll get more into later, looked pretty real to me. Like, it looked pretty real. Official.
It's definitely real.
Yeah. It looks pretty official. So that's an example of something that's like, this will happen. And there's been other fighting game examples of that. Like, the example I said in the bonus to you was, did I leak it? No. Do I know people at Arxis and they told me something in private? And then, and for the record, if that were to ever happen, I wouldn't say that, but mostly because I'm not a dickhead, not because I care about leaks. It's just, I'm not a dickhead. I'm not going to be like, no way. I'm going to go monetarily benefit from this. Thank you. Just not my style. But the example was inside Xbox. They did like a weekly, like this week on Xbox, I think it was what it was actually called. And it was like, I can't remember who Janemba came out with. Or no, maybe it wasn't Janemba. Maybe it was... No, it had to be. Damn, I can't remember because it couldn't have been Janemba.
Janemba
came out with Gogeta.
Yeah.
So it had to have been a different
character.
Actually,
didn't you do an in-person reaction to that?
I'm looking it up because I refuse to get this story's details wrong.
Weren't you there for the Janemba reveal at Evo or something like that?
Yeah, I was.
Dadadoya, Janemba.
Xbox, Dadadoya, Fighters. And then
Janemba and Gogeta trailer live Evo crowd reaction 4 years ago.
Oh no, it was Janemba. So this video was uploaded 5 years ago. So I can't remember what the exact context of this. And my description was very recently Xbox uploaded their weekly update for games and stuff and discussed Goku Day and Goku GT. But they also talked about Janemba because they did. That was what it was. They were talking about Goku GT for Goku Day, and they were like, and get ready for the next character, Janemba. And I was like, what the fuck? Janemba's not in Fighters. I was like, Janemba's not in Fighters. And then I was like, ayo, though. Like, it's over. Like, the way they said it was like he was done deal in the game. And then even Xbox replied. And in my pinned comment, they said, Xbox is saying this was more of an announcement, which is cool if that's true, and also 100% confirms the character. Oh, this was before... Look, this was so long ago. This was back when they used the drawn pictures of Gogeta and Broly. So they weren't even in yet. So first of all, that's why I wrote it like this. I didn't mean to write it in a smarmy way, but I'm like, that's cool if it's true. But there's no way this was an announcement, right? Like in the video, they were like, Goku Day, get skins for Goku GT and get ready for Janemba. Like it was casual as fuck. What kind of announcement is that? Like, let's be honest. It's like that's how Arxis wanted to announce Janemba. Are you pulling it up? Can we watch this on the podcast? Can we have a live reaction to the this week in Xbox? Let me see if I actually link it.
Dotto, the way
this week on Xbox, maybe Janemba. Damn, Game Pass. I was already hyping up Game Pass. Damn, I've been slurping Game Pass for 3 years. So there's my video on the leak.
How's it going, everybody? Dato Doi.
Damn, old ass fucking Dato Doi voice. Video,
and the reason it's exciting.
And so I would say this week on Xbox. Damn, thumbnail, this shit old
Janemba
as hell.
Is most likely going to be the next DLC.
See, most likely, bro. I was breaking news, bro. Just call me fucking. What's a news anchor's name, bro? Because I was out there.
This week on Xbox, when Major Nelson accidentally dropped.
Major Nelson.
The main protagonist from the Dragon Ball franchise, maybe the world's most popular character ever. From manga and anime.
Well, look at this. Listen to this.
To celebrate, today you can get GT Goku and Janemba skins for Dragon Ball FighterZ.
You could not get Janemba skins. Day,
we get to celebrate.
You could not. You could not get Janemba skins. That was not real. Is that an announcement, by the way? They said that's an announcement. That was not an announcement. That was a slip up. Dude, there's no way. Unless. And dude, this was back when. Okay, nowadays, my info is. I'm cooked. Okay, in terms of. Covering Fighters, I am a cooked dude. But then, that Dadadoya was legitimately the world's like breaking ground. Like I was on the ground reporting, bro. And this is just the Janemba trailer.
Let's see it.
And I bet you I still sound excited. I bet you I'm still plenty excited. Hey, that's Janemba right there, bro. You don't even know. Hey, bro, that's Janemba right there, bro. Leaked. Announced by Xbox. I mean, come on. See, bro, this is what I'm saying. Just because I knew Janemba was coming does not mean I knew they were going to cook. But they cooked. That was the level 3. Kind of a shit level 3, all things considered. Looking back, but I was hyped. But then they didn't need to include this. They didn't need to include what's about to happen.
What's about to happen?
Give us a little Gogeta. Just a touch. Just a touch. And they give us the dramatic finish. See, but that's what I'm saying, bro. You can leak whatever you want, but you can show it and be cool. Damn, bro. This was the days. This was genuinely the days, bro. Damn, life will never be this good again, unfortunately, is what we all have to accept. But, I mean, that's... Look at this, brother. And then they did a whole ass Gogeta trailer.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, this was the whole both trailer. They revealed both.
Oh, my God. And now just a touch of Broly.
And then Broly was still just a drawing. But still, so that announcement for Janemba... this just turned into something else, but yes, legitimately the announcement for Janemba was hey, get Goku GT skins and Janemba skins.
Hmm.
What? And I'm pretty sure I broke that to a wider audience. Obviously, the people that watched this week on Xbox heard that. But as far as like the subreddit for fighters, they didn't know. Again, this was, I'm trying not to gas myself up too much, but dude, back then I was literally fighters anywhere on the internet. I was tapped in, bro. Honestly, definition of tapped in. I was like,
I mean, you'd be that tapped in again if it came back, wouldn't you?
I think so. I'd like to think I'd come out of retirement. But, dude, if somebody breathed fighters on the internet, I heard about it. I was there. I was in the shadows watching this week on Xbox. But that was honestly just luck. I was just watching this week on Xbox and happened to see that.
As someone who brought something out of retirement they hadn't done in a long time, it can still work, by the way.
What do you mean?
When I used to be like, you know, I still pride myself on keeping up with like all the games that have ever been on my channel, right? But like I have killed off like several different things just because I'm not like that deep in the weeds anymore. But I used to make these videos called Before You Summon, which was just like me talking about the characters before they released on the global version of the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the sync and all of that, like, there's not really an opportunity to do that anymore. So for the 9th anniversary of Dokkan, I came back and made... I've not made one of those. I made one for the 7th anniversary, so 2 years ago. And before that, it had been, like, 4 years or something. Like, so I hadn't done this in a long time, and I brought it back for the final one I will ever do. Did I say that in the video? No. But it's the last one I ever
do. Honestly, this was an example. We've talked about this. This was an example you could have genuinely said that because... It's literally being written out of history. Like, yeah, it won't be possible.
I won't ever be able to do that
so
anymore.
I don't think it's so much like a thing like, don't say it or you'll regret it. But like, hey, guys, this is the last chance I'll ever get to do this. Like, this is not a thing no more.
I wanted to bring it back. You know, I was like, I want to bring it back. And it did. The video did super well. So like, it was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was just
a bit nostalgic for me to do that.
Yeah, I would think so. Like like genuinely, I consider myself an old man in the sense of like, I'm serious, dude. I have fallen off the fighters like info train, but if there was any information,
there's no info train to be on.
There's nothing to be on the info train about. But if there was any information at all, without like I never had inside like sources. Like most is like rumors, but never like I never had like an Arxis guy that would give me it was literally like I was fighting with the hand, bro. Literally, it's like if I just now started reporting like Marvel news. I was literally just like, somebody would like have to figure it out first and like tweet about it on some like back site forum. And I'd be like, interesting. All right, let's bring this to the light, shall we? Dude, it's like a gotcha game. I would wake up. Anyway, leaks. So that's, I mean, pretty much what you saw there is how I treat it. I was very excited in the leak video. I was like, Janemba's coming. Holy shit. The trailer comes up. Whoa, holy shit. They did the portals and the particles. And what the fuck? That's so cool.
I think too, though, kind of piggybacking on what I originally started with, though, leaks can also be really, really, really harmful, though. Like, if it's something that hasn't been even hardly revealed yet, and all of a sudden now you've got gameplay from a game that isn't even going to release for like 5 more years, and it's like people are judging leaked gameplay of an unfinished game, and they're like, this just looks like more of the same. Like, bro, what the fuck, dude? That doesn't even look
that.
What are you doing?
I don't know if you have an example in mind, but the one that comes to my mind immediately was, yes, the Logan stuff.
Yes.
And all that. But what I will say, and yes, that it is true, and people are going to judge it. But first of all, those people are really fucking stupid. Because, like, it's like, sometimes on this podcast, I realize I get triggered by my own thoughts. I just got triggered because these motherfuckers will look at beta footage of a game that is multiplayable and selling them shit like multiverses and be like, that's a beta, bro. Like, that's a, it's a beta. You're going to judge a beta? And then they'll see shit with fucking white polygons around, not finished fucking XYZ coordinates and go, is this Spider-Man 2 again? It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? What are you? You can't be this stupid both ways, bro. It's got to be. This is literally, this is, okay, now I know what the through line is. My ultimate trigger in this world is when you can be stupid. You can be fucking stupid and I'll accept it. But you cannot be stupid on both sides of the aisle, bro. That pisses me off. Like, it's a beta. Literally, don't judge it. White polygons? What is this? Fucking Spider-Man again, dude? Okay. I agree with you on this point. But also, in defense of that, nobody's talking about that now. Like, literally, other than us right now, it's pretty niche conversational it topic. Is. Like, because Xbox had their whole shit leaked for, like, 6 years of business. And while, like, even at the time, I was like, that's a pretty big deal for them. And it is still a big deal.
It is, but...
It's also, like...
I couldn't tell you anything that was in that week.
I couldn't tell you anything.
I think we're supposed to get new consoles in,
like,
2027.
I remember, maybe, didn't they say, like, a new Dishonored, like, was coming? Like
did
that
they?
Was the plan? I think so, maybe. But that's... But maybe. You don't know. I think I half know. This is about the same shit that...
Are you, like, Dishonored guy?
I played... Dishonored 1 was amazing.
Yeah.
I never really got around to 2. Not saying that 2 was bad, but every time I play
it,
I just kind of fall off.
Got me back into 2.
Yeah, I do want to finish it, though, because Dishonored 1 was... Dude, Dishonored 1, this is when I joined the other side of the video game argument. I used to be like, if I pay $60, I want to get $1 an hour, which I never really was like exact $1 to an hour, but I was like, if I'm paying a lot for a game, I want to make sure I can get a lot of time out of it. But Dishonored 1 was so good that I was like, I would have paid. It was like a 6-hour game.
No, it wasn't.
It was a quick game. It was super quick. It was a short
game.
I
think you're just enjoying your time with it. How long to beat it?
How long to beat Dishonored 1? Like, just like, not fully complete, just to beat.
Yeah. I want to say that's like a 15 to 20 hour game. Easily.
No, bro. Not at all. It's like 6, maybe even 4. Honestly, it's a pretty quick game.
No.
All right. Look it up. What's the time?
12 hours.
12 hours. I don't, because Dishonored 1 was like, this was like a conversation that spawned around Dishonored.
Dishonored is about 12 hours in length. Main plus sides is 18 hours, and to do completionist is 37 and a half.
I'd be surprised. I'm gonna need the comments to chime in on this one. I remember the whole internet conversation being Dishonored's great, but it's so short. But I agree that it was a rather short game, but it was really good.
Dude,
and there was just so much
12
shit
hours
you could
to
do.
Me, man, dude, 12 hours these days. I would kill to get some 12 hour games like done.
I'm saying this shit though, to me, and for most people, I would agree, like for most adults, for me, it's literally just a choice. Like I just beat Crackdown 3 in like, dude, with our jobs, if you like schedule your time right, I played Crackdown 3 for like an entire day. Nobody else can do that. I literally sat down in the morning, played Crackdown 3, and it was like 8 p.m. at night. And I was like, I should probably do something
no
else.
No kid's life, man.
I mean, yeah, true.
I can't do that.
Well, you could like maybe give them a fake controller and shit. Like, and actually it's co-op, so you could get them in on that.
They can't play Crackdown 3, dude.
Why not, dude? It's pretty like, there's no blood.
They can't play Crackdown 3. But I'm just saying, like, with kids, like, there is no, like, oh, if I schedule it right, I'll have all this time today. No.
I mean, come on. You can
no.
Move them around. And
I also, like, consciously, like, I can't, even if I found the time to not work on things, like, I just can't sit up here and play a game when I know that, like, she's taking care of the children downstairs.
Oh, yes. No, I thought you were going to say it the other way, even without the feeling bad way, like with what we do, the worst part about it is like when you're playing games, you're like, I could be doing this, but in a productive way, like I could be pre-recording basically.
Yeah. I mean, like,
Why play Crackdown 3 when I could stream Dragon Ball Burst Limit? Why play like, why? And also even just like, I'm pretty lucky. Like, I just decided to do it. I don't know if that was luck, but like, I built my stream up in a way like I'll just stream whatever the fuck I don't have a schedule. People don't necessarily expect that. They'll watch whatever they want to watch. But I could have just streamed Crackdown 3. I just didn't for some reason. I don't know why, but I like, that's the kind of productive shit. Like, I was just chilling on my couch.
It's so interesting hearing you say that.
What?
Just like, yeah, man, if, as long as I work my schedule out, I can play all these games. I'm like, okay.
You could, dude. It could, with proper scheduling, like, there's some openings here. But it's also about, like,
I probably could add some openings this week, but now we're doing this week. And then my next week is crazy.
Yeah, well.
And then my week after that's crazy.
Yeah.
So I don't.
No, I mean, yeah, I'm sure it is.
I just had this interaction because when I went to go get my haircut before we started recording, it was the girl that cuts my hair's brother was coming in and she had told him like what I do at some point. And he's like, what games are you into right now, man? I'm like, yeah, I've not been playing a lot of games lately. And he's like, what? Isn't that your whole job? And I'm like, nah, not really. Like, I play like the games that I have to play for my videos. But also, I mean, I do put a lot of time into Legends and Dokkan too to make videos over them.
Yeah, like you kind of have to.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to. The thing that nobody, I mean, just on Legends, nobody really talks about this shit, but I try to like casually enjoy Legends. And I can still kind of do it without this, but the equipment system legitimately just makes me go like,
I hate the equipment system is terrible.
But you say that and you have like some Z's and shit. Do you not?
First off, Godly is the new maxed out variant, and I have like 100 plus
of Z's or Godlies.
Godlies,
and you have to like do this. Is it the same
way? I reroll.
See, you say that and you go through with it. But what people don't understand is by doing that, like you genuinely have, in my brain, you have some shit wrong with you. Because I've tried it. And unless I'm doing something wrong, that takes fucking forever to do. It takes fucking forever to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like actually.
Oh, yeah.
It is maddening. And I give up every single time.
I cannot sit here and get on a soapbox about it because like it's still such an awesome job to have. So I cannot complain about playing a couple mobile games for a few hours a day for my job. But it really is. Like, it is unironically a few hours a day. And the other thing, too, is...
It's not, though. Like, I you could say that because you have to say that because people would eat you alive. But if I had a reroll fucking Legends equipment, I would...
Also, some of the videos I do are not simple. They're not easy at all. When I do some of my challenge videos, I mean, I will literally record for hours.
Dude, I promise
hours,
you.
Look, hours, hours.
I promise you. I fully 100% in my heart agree with everything about YouTube being an easy job. I 100% everything. The stuff I do, super easy. But if I had to reroll Legends equipment, I would rather do anything else in this world. I actually, fuck it, dude.
I usually lift and do rerolls too, though. It makes it a little bit better.
But like... I guess that's like because you're just like killing time and maybe listening to music at the same time.
Yeah.
So you would like mostly just be, but literally it would.
But you have to pay attention to it sometimes because sometimes you can like stop it at a certain percentage, you know. But sometimes it'll be like so close to that threshold, but it won't ever hit the stop. So you have to pay attention to make sure like you have to watch your percentages and see where they're at and like make sure that you stop it so you're not wasting a bunch of resources. So then you can stop it. And then maybe you like pump it a couple times with like,
dude, I literally have had like, it is so obnoxious. It's the one, like I legitimately, my teams, like the most I'll have is S. And honestly, I have a lot of A's and maybe
which is fine.
Maybe it's gotten better, but I've literally like, I just get on with that. And I'm like, I'm not doing any more than this.
It's better to have A's and S's of equipment that's actually good for the character versus like just throwing on Godly is for the sake of showing off a godly.
Yeah, I will never max out a piece of equipment. It's just like, it's impossible. It is so frustrating. That has nothing to do with leaks. We should get back to this Dragon Ball Super leak just to be specific about it. But basically, it's just the leak of what we've known for a little while now, ironically through leaks.
Oh, I wasn't even going to talk about it because we know.
What are you talking about?
Oh, they're.
We got to talk about it. We're a Dragon Ball news channel, bro.
This isn't news anymore.
No, it's old, but I'm saying like we should cover it and we should say what we think about it. We should give our opinion while we know about it.
Oh, I wasn't even going to talk about it. I was just kidding. That's why I kept the generalized leaks section.
What the fuck? But we're a Dragon Ball news channel.
But they might be watching since we've literally seen Daima.
No, yeah, but it's still an opinion. I still want to give my opinion while it's fresh, bro.
Go for it.
It's the, and I just now realized that it's crazy that we haven't even gotten official confirmation. What? literally the only reason we know what these two characters are is because we got it through leaks that they're going to be two new characters that we're palling around with.
Yeah.
So these, they leaked character design sheets, I guess is what they would be. They're like design sheets. And it's for what you can easily assume to be the two new characters that will travel along with Supreme Kai
and Goku
in the baby down form. And it's this alien looking guy with white hair, a little, and then a little girl with pigtails, and they're aliens. Do they both have blue skin?
They weren't the same. They weren't the same color, no.
Okay. So they're like different, probably different alien races.
Yeah.
But literally it's like, I mean, we made this joke a lot, like Dragon Ball GT again, huh? But now it's like, dude, this is literally this is the same team as Dragon Ball GT.
Yep.
It's Trunks, Pan, and Supreme Kai is replacing Giru, I guess, which is kind of an embarrassing slot to fill. But and then Goku again, Kid Goku. So, I mean, you know, the designs look fine. I more like the dude than the
girl.
The girl design. But the thing with character designs is how they act and how they talk can easily influence it. So outside of that, there really isn't too much to talk about. But big Diamond news. By the time you're watching this, Diamond may be out already. But
I would put money on the fact that it's out.
Dude, I don't know about that. All we've literally gotten is that little acrylic stand.
I think we'll find out in a week from the time we're actually filming this.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they better, because those leakers are eating each other alive right now, bro. They are fighting. They're feuding, bro.
So today we're also talking about episode 53.
And?
Episode 54.
Yeah, we did one episode after that. And these are some good episodes again.
These are some incredibly good episodes. So 53 is Zarbon's surprise, or the Japanese title, Nothing But Goosebumps, the handsome warrior Zarbon's devilish transformation.
I mean, I guess he is pretty bumpy, yeah.
Yeah. It's the 18th episode of the Namek Saga and the 53rd overall episode in the Uncut Dragon Ball Z series. First aired in Japan on June 27th of 1990 and then on September 14th of 2005. Now, this one specifically is a heavy focus on Zarbon becoming Super Zarbon. That's what they call it, right?
I don't know.
I think they call it Super Zarbon maybe in Budokai. Is that why I keep calling him that?
I don't know.
See, they're not calling him Super Zarbon.
I've always just called him like Monster Zarbon or Monster, like Monster Mode. Really, I've never like transformed Zarbon is all I've ever called him.
Hmm. Yeah, I feel like maybe Budokai calls it Super Zarbon.
I'd be down for that.
Maybe. Dragon Ball Z Budokai 1 Super.
But really, it's just he just turns into an uglier version of himself, which fair play. Realistically speaking, though, I think I kind of misremembered Zarbon's character. I remembered him being like, Vegeta, I hate when I have to take this form, but I'll do it. And like, I'm going to enjoy beating your ass, but I hate when I have to take this form. Really, he was just like, I'm big and I'm going to beat your ass. Like, he really did not give a fuck about the ugliness.
No.
I remembered him caring a lot more about being a monster. Like, not really. Like, he was not like, again, we compared him to Vega, but not like a Vega, like, oh, this is shameful. But like, more like, oh, I don't want to.
So there's a picture of Zarbon here in his beast out form.
Mm-hmm.
And the subtext under it says, Zarbon surprises Vegeta with his beastly transformation and proceeds to pound him.
Well, he did pound him. It was pretty brutal, dude. Again, a lot of times in Dragon Ball, it'll still be a little bit of a fight or maybe something would go wrong.
The whole time we were reacting, I was just saying, fight back, Vegeta. Fight back. Do anything, Vegeta. Please, Vegeta.
No, he was cooked, dude. He was 100% bodied. So I'm talking like straight up just destroyed. I guess he did throw a few punches. But and he got a few good elbows in there against Zarbon. But
yeah.
Other than that,
he like elbowed like a ton on his armor.
Yeah, like he was, as he was getting choked out, elbow on the armor. Which fair play, Zarbon seemed pretty hurt by that. But not enough to the point where he didn't hit like 6 backflip kicks on him. The backflip kicks just didn't really. That's a disrespectful move. Backflip kick to the chin. That'll lay you out for a week.
The major events here were Zarbon defeats Vegeta and leaves him for dead, and Krillin and Dende arrive at Guru's house.
That is true, but we do not get they basically barely just get there, right? Like they walk inside maybe, and then it ends.
I think they, because the meat of them being inside is
is definitely next episode. Like, that's the whole title and everything. But I think I'm mostly saying this because I want to know if they, if we can bring up
Nail's here.
Nail is here. Yeah, Nail steps outside and he's like, hey, we've been waiting for you guys, man.
I think it, yeah, we meet Nail, we go inside, we go upstairs, and then I think we see the reveal of Guru, and then that's about it.
Yeah, no, I think
as far as like what goes on there. Because the power awakening state is the next episode, not here. There was one thing. So Zarbon, Vegeta falls down into the water. Yeah. And Zarbon leaves. Like, he's got to be dead, right?
He spares him. But yes, he just thinks, he assumes he's dead. Hello? Hello? We just got a notification from God. Hello? And I was checking his phone. Serious look on his face. A brief moment's reprieve. A message here, a message there. What are you doing? What was it?
It's one of your doorbell. You want to check in on it?
What was it?
A package.
Damn, man. You looked at your phone like it was like three guys in purge masks. Just has no like regard for the situation. I have to
bust out the upstairs guns.
I'm waiting for Nando to tell me like, stop the podcast. It's time. Like, that's how you looked at your phone, man. Like literally like six guys.
There you go.
That would have been fucking great. Dude, like that wouldn't have even been on the podcast. Dude, honestly, I say this knowing full well that this would have scared me shitless. You definitely should have set up a bit where you hide like a fake prop gun or whatever in that thing. Get it? Like, that would have been an ultimate bit. Day three, that would have been, that is a great bit. I'm probably going to use that in the future. Invite somebody over to your house for a few days, like set up a fake gun and then get a text notification. It's time. Like, that would be hilarious. But no, yeah. Where were we? Oh, yeah. Leaves Vegeta for dead as you were saying.
A fake gun?
I mean, you can make it real, but I feel like, you know, that makes the prank a little riskier. Got to have no bullets in there.
Also, yeah, just make sure it's not loaded.
Well, you never know, man. Blanks or whatnot. Imaginary
just
bullets?
Literally, no, you just make sure there are no, like, it's not loaded at all, bro. What?
Okay.
No blanks for sure, man. No, nothing.
But what if some, like, you never know, though. You got to treat every firearm like it's loaded, Nano. Even if you know it's not.
I guess you're right. I guess for a bit, handing you a real gun would not be.
Here's an actual pistol. What the fuck? But no, I do see your point.
What would you do if that had been the case?
I don't know. I mean, if it was like are you saying if the bit was being played out or if it was like serious?
It was like real.
I mean, our vantage point right now, like I would feel pretty good about our odds. If you gave me a gun and we were where we are, I'd feel pretty good about our odds of survival. I mean, probably emergency call, you know, services, and then just like set up. Now the question would be like, you know, how much time we got? But like three dudes in a purge mask, you already handed me a gun. It's like, dude, I'm feeling pretty good. Oh, is that the wrong answer? Like, I'd feel pretty good about our situation. I'm sure I'm not trying to be like, oh, I'm hard. I'd kill a guy. But like in terms of survival odds, I'll go to therapy after for sure. But I'd rather go to therapy for after than be dead. Especially if a guy's in a purge mask, I'm going to be fucking duct taped to a chair like, Yeah, no, I'd rather take the odds of like traumatizing myself in that situation.
Got it. Totally fair. So that's really the main things to hit for this episode is that Vegeta gets his ass beat, unfortunately. Is it in this episode where he gets out and he reaches up and grabs the bird for no reason at all? I believe that's in this episode because he crawls out in this episode and then the next episode is where Zarbon gets him to recover and question it.
It's the stinger. He kills a bird for some reason. Like, that helps him get up out of the water.
I thought he was at least going to, like, come out of the water with the bird still in his hand, and he just comes out of the water with no bird. It's like, why did you kill the bird?
I don't know. Because it did step on his head, so maybe he was just pissed because it, like, perched on him.
Okay. Like, what? I still...
No, yeah, it was pointless animal cruelty. But then again, he did just slaughter a tribe, so...
Are you thinking you're gonna eat the pizza or should we order food?
Is this on the podcast discussion?
Yeah.
Damn, man, I know that hunger just hit different. I mean, we can order food, but I think I should eat the pizza.
Okay. I'll just fix some food.
Oh, okay.
If you're down to eat the pizza, you can eat the pizza.
I will. If your family's not gonna eat it, then I'm not necessarily stealing it from anybody. And then I could just feel good because I'm stopping food waste, but at the same time, I'm literally just eating pizza. So I feel like a hero. I get to eat like shit, and then I feel good.
All right. Do you want to mention anything else before we go? Differences from the manga or?
No, hell no. I mean, we covered it all. Like they fly to house. We do get to see Gohan this episode, so we know there's not going to be no trivia on that. They're not no Gohan watchers. Gohan watchers, please relax. He is back.
Yeah, he's back. His agent stepped in, said, listen.
we did say that, but I like the idea that Gohan agent. Hey, you ever home my client like that again, that'll be the last fucking time he's on the show. Okay. He'll be in every episode, sir. My bad.
We're not going to have any cast changes here.
No, be awesome if there was an anime cast. I guess Trunks is like as close as we'll ever get to that with his hair color.
Yeah.
Like, hey, everybody, it's Trunks.
What?
That's not fucking Trunks. Who is that? I would love if like a different guy entirely replaced Gohan. But go ahead. Differences from the manga.
The order of certain scenes is changed compared to the manga. In the manga, Zarbon defeats Vegeta. Zarbon recovers Vegeta after speaking with Frieza. Goku masters 50 Gs. Then Krillin and Dende arrive at Guru's house. In the anime, however, Goku masters 50 Gs. Zarbon defeats Vegeta. Krillin and Dende arrive at Guru's house. And then Zarbon recovers Vegeta after speaking with Frieza. Yamcha, Tien, Chiaotzu attempting to catch bubbles on Kika's planet. Exclusive to the anime. In the anime, before Vegeta emerges from the water, he grabs an alien creature and drags it under the water. He doesn't do that in the manga.
Well, I mean,
and they're just straight hating. They're like, hang on, we're going to kill this alien bird.
I do, but I agree with the anime because it kind of doesn't make sense. Like, why would you? I mean, I guess it shows Frieza's being like careful, but why would you have Zarbon defeat Vegeta, go back just so he immediately comes back, picks him up and leaves? Like, it's like a little downtime in between there is not necessarily the worst thing. And it kind of weaves in the Goku training thing a little bit. I'll say, you know, well, because it's not necessarily changing anything, I'd say this is an anime W.
Trivia. This episode's Ocean Group Dub's counterpart would be Zarbon Transformed. After transforming, Zarbon referred to his original form as the Beauty Side, introduced the new form as the Beast. This is a reference to the fairy tale, The Beauty and the Beast.
No way. Also, before we go any further with trivia, we did forget one iconic part of this episode that we forgot to mention, but both of us immediately jumped out at. They play the most weird, out of left field Dragon Ball Z
and
sound.
It's after the fight is done, by the way.
After the fight is done, they play like a
Rocky
Balboa style, like. Yeah. Obviously, it's not exactly that, but it just sounds very like not of anything we've ever heard in this series before.
It was strange.
It's really funny. It sounded like a. I didn't hear no bell soundtrack, but go on. I just wanted to make sure we brought that up because it was weird.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to get it done. Anyway, no one will get that reference, but Dotto gets it though. Or he will in a second. Some versions of the episode cut out Zarbon's headbutting Vegeta repeatedly due to the excessive violence.
What's the reference?
Something do. I'm being asked about it right now.
Something due?
In real time today, something is due.
And
I'm being asked about it. Gonna get it done.
Yeah, exactly.
Always get it done. That's it.
True. I mean, true.
Anyway, I wonder if you're being asked that same thing. Or have you already got it done?
It's out of my hands now.
What does that mean?
It's not in my hands right now. It's probably done, maybe, but I don't know. And if it's not, what am I going to do about it?
Then you're probably being asked about it, yeah?
I probably am. But it's going
to
get done.
It's so young in the day to be doing that, too, you know?
Yeah, there's plenty of time. Plenty of time in the day. Because, like, I'm not throwing anybody in the bus, but I know somebody that does not have it done almost guaranteed for sure. You know, and credit to them, you know, new circumstances. Would it have been done under normal cert? Probably not. Probably still no. But it's going to get done regardless, Nano.
It's going to get done. That's the end of the trivia for this episode. How are we feeling, Dotto?
Feeling good. So I'm ready to rate this, honestly. I'm ready.
Man, this is a good one.
I'm finna gas it up.
So past and future got both eights from us. Episode 53, Zarbon surprise in 3, 2, 1, 8.
9. Really? I'm bumping it up.
No, I was super good. I think I'm holding back a little bit of resentment because it was at the expense of Vegeta because he got his ass beat.
He did get his ass beat. He got his ass beat.
He did almost nothing back to Zarbon. It was crazy.
No, I mean, he got it. Yeah.
But I know. Zarbon's going to get his comeuppance here in a second, bro.
They're making a crucial
not
mistake.
Not in Guru's Gift that we're about to talk about, but I know that he's going to get, well, he's gonna
his
get
mistake,
what's coming.
His mistake is being made in Guru's Gift for sure.
That's true.
He doesn't even know it, though. He doesn't even know how devastating he is.
All right, so himself. Guru's Gift is, guess what, guys? The 19th episode of the Namek Saga, the 45th, the 54th. I'm having a little bit of dyslexia there for a second. Holy crap, I really did read that backwards. Probably just I'm trying to read it fast. This episode first aired in Japan on July 4th of 1990.
And that's America's birthday.
Its original American air date was September 15th of 2005. So this
any birthdays on either?
Nope.
Okay, I want to point out to people that I am not like super patriotic. I was just doing a bit that America's birthday.
Yeah. All right. So the major events in this one specifically are Guru gives Krillin the Dragon Ball and unlocks his latent potential power before he leaves. Frieza orders Apool to summon the Ginyu Force dynamic.
That was pretty.
Got a gasp out of me. Yeah. Zarbon recovers Vegeta's unconscious body and takes him back to Frieza's spaceship to throw him into a recovering chamber, rejuvenation chamber, whatever.
Yeah, and that's the key mistake is he has no idea that he's about to.
Man a Zenkai boost.
These Zenkai boosts, as we've seen again, a lot of this goes back to our power scaling video. So I guess it was a good thing that we did that when we did. But we know that Vegeta's on the verge of some of the nastiest Zenkai boost in all of history, bro. Like these are. I can barely handle the Ginyu Force too. Yo, fuck, Final Form Frieza. Let's fucking throw hands, bro. Like that is ridiculously nasty bio.
My boy Vegeta. Now, something we're talking about here, and I don't know that we ever fully came to a conclusion, but the closer to death the Saiyans get,
I imagine that has
the stronger they are when they come back.
That's got to be written in there somewhere.
It's got to be, right? So a couple of like key details here that we got was a conversation with Guru, which was gave us a super deep background because obviously he's like, wait, so how did you know about the Dragon Balls? And you know, Krillin's like, because there's a Namek on Earth that made Dragon Balls for us and his name was Kami. And Guru's like, oh, I knew his dad.
I'm still like, I'm very confused.
They make Dragon Balls.
Yeah, exactly. I'm still very confused on if Kami's original name was Piccolo and then he became Kami, or if his name was Kami and then he split off into Piccolo. Because why does his ship open to Piccolo? Is Piccolo just the word for open? Like, I'm still very confused. Because Guru specifically says, oh, Kami. I remember Kami. And not, oh, Piccolo. And then he says, like, oh, he split into Piccolo.
Yeah, he got rid of the evil within.
Guru clearly falls on the Kami was always Kami side of this debate. Yeah.
And then also confirms that if Kami had never split and Kami and Piccolo were the one being, then Vegeta would have never even been a problem.
Yeah. Which is kind of crazy because, I mean, hearing that is one thing, but like knowing what power level that puts him at is kind of ridiculous. Like it must have taken a Super Saiyan to beat him. Because,
is the first time we had Super Saiyan mentioned as well.
They do. They mention Super Saiyan and say they defused. So that's the only reason that this happened. And I'm like, damn, was like, there's no other Namekian that is this strong. Why is Kami so crazy talented?
He's from that line of people that make the Dragon Ball, so he's strong. I don't know.
Is that what it is? Like, there's a lot of Kami's kind of a mysterious figure, bro. And I know you're a hater.
Yeah.
But I need to know, like, dude, this guy was a gifted, like, super warrior. Like,
a super.
He could beat Frieza. He could have. A super Namekian.
Yeah.
He could have beaten Frieza. Like, what? What do you mean? He could have washed the floor with Frieza.
No. Yes. That's all he was saying.
Bro, but
Frieza, 530,000. Vegeta and Saiyan Saga, 18,000. Like,
Okay. Let me clarify. I guess the only out to this is if, like, because when I'm saying when Piccolo and him refuse, they are nasty levels of strong. Like, they are above, like, equal to Super Saiyan.
Okay.
But this is also a Piccolo that has, you know, consumed Nail and trained. So maybe you're right. It wouldn't put him that high. But like, dude, that's still a crazy talented. Like, train at that. Like, you need to train.
Another super important thing we need to talk about is Bulma discovering her split ends on in her hair.
Yeah, that was devastating.
Gohan. So
yeah, and Gohan did that thing where he shot up super fast out of his chair, and that was pretty scary.
Oh, the yellow orangish Frieza henchman's name was Orion, by the way.
Yeah, shout out to that guy, because Zarbon, again, in this episode, Zarbon comes back. He's like, hey, Vegeta, Frieza, I killed Vegeta. Did you really? I didn't check. What the fuck? And I also didn't find any camps, by the way, so I did nothing. Dude. And then the other guy basically says, hey, I found a new camp. The Dragon Ball's missing. And I found a guy that said that it was Vegeta that took it. Did you leave him alive to ask more questions?
No. I killed him.
Just immediately kill. But what did he really do wrong? Really? Like what more questions could he have asked? I mean, granted, we know he made a mistake because the Namekians specifically saw that the ball was dumped right there. But in terms of being an evil henchman, I might have gotten those three pieces of information and be like, bet, I know what I need to know. Like, my boss is going to be so happy.
Yeah.
I would. What hurt about watching
this scene? He was walking in.
That's what hurt about watching the scene is I know that I would have been him, bro. I would have thought my ass was getting a promotion.
Ooh, promotion today.
I know that the Dory is missing, bro. I'm about to get this fucking second. It's about to be me and Zarbon. Yo, what up, Zarbon? Hey. Vegeta took the Dragon Ball. I found the newest camp. There were no survivors. Don't worry about it. And then I would have been shot and killed. For what? Like, literally, what did I do? I'm your best soldier. Like, Zarbon specifically trusted me to go scout out. I did. I came back. I followed orders. Killed. Like, this is why Frieza loses at the end of the day, because there's no job security. And we've seen that, too. Every time a henchman's about to lose, I will betray Frieza in a heartbeat. No job security there at all.
Yep.
But, yeah. Shout out to Frieza for being a great boss. And Orion for being a great employee. But, yeah.
Orlin. That was an Orlin. L. Orlin.
Orlin.
Not Orion. I thought it was an I there. It's an L. Orlin.
Okay. Orlin.
Anyway, he dies. We go get Vegeta. We put Vegeta in the rejuvenation chamber. That's pretty much this episode.
Yeah. And Krillin gets his juice up.
Oh, and Krillin's flying like really fast.
Even though.
And still never makes it back. And then Gohan, because Bulma looks on the Dragon Rider and is like, wait, so there's the five. There's the one moving. There's one not moving at all. And we think, for whatever reason, we need to go have the two together. It would make so much more sense to have them just be opposite. Do not take the Dragon Radar. Don't let anyone know you have the Dragon Radar, because the second people know about the Dragon Radar, they're going to go like, oh, we can just use this to find all the Dragon Balls. Like, they don't even know this exists yet.
Yeah, this is a very...
This is a bad idea.
This is a pretty bad idea. Because one, they specifically know Krillin has acquired it and is on his way back. What they don't know is that Krillin is going to want to take Gohan back to Guru. So I get that. But still... Having two Dragon Balls in the same location is actually more of a misplay than just...
They need to be separated.
Then fucking off and like... I get you want to have all seven yourself, but maybe consider the fact that right now we are in a stall for Goku meta.
Yes.
We are not in a let's summon Shenron Breakers meta. We are in a let's...
Stall for the level four.
Let's go for the STM meta.
Yeah.
But they decided against it.
The other thing that we do find out is that Guru is dying, and if Guru dies, then they can't summon Purunga and make their wish.
Oh, shit.
So we do find that out, that basically Guru is like, I just hope you get to make your wish. And Krillin's like, what do you mean? And he's like, well,
I got a few days left.
A few days left. About to kick the bucket.
Yeah, I'm old as fuck, bro. Like, I'm, and poor Guru, man, he has lived long enough to bring his species back from the brink of extinction.
To watch them all get extinct.
To watch them get extincted again.
Yeah.
And now he's the last one left and he's going to die. It's like, dude, this fucking sucks. tough break on that.
Anything before our differences here?
No, bring me in. I'm ready to...
The flashback sequences showing the nameless Namekian arriving on Earth and then splitting into the two beings known as Kami and King Piccolo is exclusive to the anime. In the anime, Orlin kills the sole survivor of Vegeta's earlier attack on the Namekian village and as a result is killed by Frieza for not confirming it if Vegeta had hidden the Dragon Ball. In the manga, it is Apul who discovers the ruined village but is only shown a report to Frieza on the matter and is not killed. As Vegeta left survivors in the original version, a bird's eye shot of Frieza ordering the latter to summon the Ginyu Force to Namek shows Orlin's fried corpse behind a pool which does not exist in the manga. Goku being unable to move after pushing his body too far from all the training is exclusive to the anime.
Yeah, I agree with the manga. Now I got to say Manga W. Having a pool do it makes more sense because he did a great job. Like, yeah, he did everything.
Orlin, the, this is trivia. Orlin, the orange soldier who returns to Frieza, was created for the anime only. Pool is responsible for that. When Orlin questions the still alive Namekian, Namekian states that the attack on the village is done by Saiyan. Proof that in addition to Grand Elder Guru, the other residents of planet Namek are also aware of the Saiyan race. Frieza kills Orlin in the original Japanese version because he killed the only witness left at the village. In the Saban dub, this was changed to Frieza killing him for cowardice because he did not want to stay where Vegeta might be, as well as to cover up that Orlin clearly murdered the villager. It's just a lot. It's just a lot about Orlin, basically.
Yeah, a lot of Orlin trivia.
This episode, in the Japanese version, briefly foreshadows Goku's transformation into a Super Saiyan when Frieza thinks to himself that it would be problematic if one of the remaining Saiyans in the universe were to become a Super Saiyan after all. Immediately after Frieza says this, the scene fades to Goku sleeping in a spaceship on his way to Namek.
Ooh.
Interesting.
I didn't put that together. I guess I didn't.
Lots of reference to, like, them previewing Treemite. I don't know why I could not think of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The 15-second, like, preview.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm excited. We're there.
One more thing.
What's that?
Funimation dub incorrectly credits Chris Kaysen as Orlin when he is actually voiced here by Michael Cinturniklas, maybe? Coincidentally, Kaysen would play Orlin for his appearance in Xenoverse as well as Legends.
Hmm.
Dragon Ball Legends mentioned. All right. Dotto, it is go time. We need to rate this episode. Episode 54, Guru's Gift. The next thing that we'll be watching Dragon Ball related will be the Tree of Might, which I'm very excited for.
I
hope it plays the intro that we've been hearing a lot lately.
Yeah, dude, I'm excited for Tree of Might, but we don't have popcorn.
We don't have popcorn.
So it's not going to pizza. It's still going to be. Yeah, cut up the pizza like little pizza
bites. We'll get popcorn for the other movies we're watching.
Mm.
We got three movies we're watching.
Mm. What could that be?
Four.
Well, four?
Yeah.
I'm not even going to try to guess. You know, I'm just going to be surprised. Well, let's rate the movie on three. Ready? On three. I'm going to start at one.
Said movie.
Let's rate these episodes. Sorry, today's been a movie. It always is here on the Key Moments Set. All right, I'm going to go up to three. And I'm not going to say, I'm going to say go and then go one, two, three. And you mix it up. Go. One, two, three, eight. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. It wasn't as good as the Zarbon beating, but it was still pretty good. I think it's, I'm happy we're finally at a point in Dragon Ball.
I'm at 3 8s in a row right now.
Dude, that'd be a big win.
Damn it, I'm weighting this Namek Saga too high right now.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're being honest with yourself emotionally, bro. Because it's true. We're at a point in Dragon Ball where we can get good lore, good plot, and also some good fighting. Who could have known that all three could be done? Wait a minute. Namek fans, dude. What? Oh, my God. Wait, what? Wait, you can gas up a character while also having them lose and then also having them get retribution and then thus, like, restoring honor? What? Namek fans knew that.
Man.
Yeah?
Gas.
And Ginyu's on the way.
You know what I'm gassing up?
What's that?
This outro tune?
Yeah, no.
Guys, thank you so much for supporting us. Hopefully you hit a like button on this video. Hopefully you subscribed. Hopefully you leave us left us a nice rating. Spotify and Apple Podcasts. We appreciate you so much, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.